Dan Anderson has been commissioned by Arizona Highways to write a feature on the center. And we are very pleased to have this opportunity to present our program to a wider audience. So Jack Dykenia is going to take a series of photographs after I make the introductions, and then he's going to take all of his toys and go away, and then we'll have a poetry reading. So, but he won't be taking photographs during the reading. As you know, Carl Dennis is the last of our visitors for this term, but we have two more readings. We have two student readings. We are mailing the newsletter tomorrow. If you're not on the newsletter list, I brought a stack of the newsletters, and I'll have them out on the refreshment table. The two student readings are announced in there. The first will be October 29th for the graduate students reading. Steve Chmielewski, Bruce Gungle, Michael Magulagan, and Amy Pence. And the last reading of the term will be November 5th, which will be an open student reading. All university students are invited to come and read. We do not have a reading next week, but there is a fine opportunity to hear a great writer. Alfred Kazin will be on campus for the Friends of the Library. His visit is sponsored by the Public Library and the English Department. And he'll be speaking in the Social Sciences Auditorium Wednesday night at 7:30. The announcement of that and some material about Mr. Kazin is also in the newsletter. But what is not in the newsletter is that he will be entertaining questions from all interested people Wednesday afternoon, Modern Languages 310, at 2 o'clock. Carl Dennis has come to us from Buffalo, New York. He's published four collections of poetry: The Near World, Signs and Wonders, Climbing Down, and A House of My Own. His honors include a fellowship from the Guggenheim Foundation. He's just recently joined the faculty at Warren Wilson. He's been teaching at Buffalo for quite a few years. I won't tell you how many because that would give away his age. He's been very patient as we followed him around with cameras and scribbling down every word he said. We're very grateful for his coming. And I know you have a treat in getting to hear him tonight. It's Carl Dennis.
Thank you, Lois. I know it was merely accidental that they're doing this while I'm here, just the luck of the draw, but it's starting to activate all my dreams of glory. And it seems totally natural that people are following him around taking photographs. And that the country has finally decided they want a permanent record of my life and how I conduct workshops. And it's going to be very hard for me when I get back to Buffalo and no one's at the airport to interview me how things went in Tucson. So I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm having a good time here. I like to read newer poetry just because I learn things by reading. So I am going to be reading some poems from my last book, The Near World, and also I'm going to be reading from a manuscript I've just completed.